Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. I love you guys, and if I don't love you, I love you. Thank you so much. We have been making our way around the world, and I want to do a big shout out today to our following in Ireland. Why? Because you're probably listening to this not on St. Patrick's Day, but we are. I even wore my green ring that I got last time we went and did a book launch, actually, ironically, in Ireland last year. And for our Irish followers, we just announced that we're going to come back on May 13th, and we're going to hang out in a nice, beautiful little castle. And if you want to come hang out with a castle with us, we want you to hang out with us in a castle as well. So thank you so much for being with us again this week. You are the most incredible followers, and I love my podcast family. Now, we have a family on the screen. If you are listening and you're driving and you're having a groovy day, then you just keep your eyes on the road. But for those of you that are our dedicated viewers, you're like, what is going on today? Well, you know, the abundance, the golden pot at the end of the rainbow is super abundant today. And it is a magical day. It's not only a magical day because it's St. Patrick's Day, but it's a magical day because you are stepping into a world of incredible people that do a lot of their business based on intuition. So much so that they were invited into a very special project. And that's very true. I think it's such an honor to be asked to come onto a stage, to come into a book. Like, it's really, someone sees something in you that you may know you already have, but someone is probably seeing something in you which is beyond what you normally have. And we are very lucky today. She's got a great name. I mean, I don't know. Give thanks to her mom. Great initials, you know what I mean? But Deb DeSalle decided to get inspired, or was inspired, and she can share with us about that, on why she decided to put an incredible project together. Now, look, you know that at Mission Accepted Media, we do a lot to create platforms for people that are doing really good things in the world because they're on a mission. Predominantly, we have entrepreneurs, we have entrepreneurs, we have authors, we have speakers, we have people doing good work to serve good work. But the reason why we create a platform is so that they have a voice. And they can get the word out, because then we all become sustainable. And sustainable is a great place to be because you can make lots of really cool decisions from a sustained place. So Deb's going to tell us her inspiration. This is Deb DeSalle. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Hi, thanks so much, Deb. I'm so happy to be here. Well, this is something that's been near and dear to my heart for a very long time. And it kept coming up for me over and over and over again, you know, something about the intuitive entrepreneur. And it's interesting because I have 2 college degrees in marketing, but that's kind of been on the back burner of my life for many, many years. And I started working as an educational medium professionally in 2017. And I've never looked back. It's been such a wonderful experience. And so I really wanted to do a project where I could blend, my human side with my intuitive side. And so when I thought about this project, I was thinking about all the incredible people who walk in my world that do business intuitively, whether they do it as a business or do it behind the scenes to enhance their business. And that's really where the heart of this project came from.
Oh my goodness. So the project that she's talking about, and look, listeners, I always tell you which you are for this session, and you are intuitive. You tuned in. There's something here for you. I really believe that. I really believe that You woke up this morning, this afternoon, this evening, what have you. You couldn't sleep. You're like, I'm gonna listen to that podcast. I know we have a regular listener that does us to yoga. Right? We are her yoga music. But you're leaning in today, and these women and gentlemen are leaning into you. So, Deb, what the project that we're talking about, let's tell them what it is. Let's tell them the
Yes.
name of what it is,
Yes.
and so that they can go look and find on it and tap into it from a reader standpoint.
Absolutely. It's called The Intuitive Entrepreneur, Deeper Connections for Soul-Driven Success. And this is such a beautiful project, near and dear to my heart. Folks can go to Amazon to purchase the book. And it's not just my words, which is why it's so valuable to me. It's me and then 21 other perspectives, yours included, Deb. And so it's not just the wisdom of one individual, it's a collaborative wisdom of 22 of us. And that's what makes it so special.
Oh my goodness, it is so special because I think that sometimes people don't even realize that maybe three or four of the decisions they already made today was based on intuition because it just becomes part of who you are and what you do. And you just like, oh, I just intuitively knew. And even if they didn't claim that they're making decisions by intuition, there's so much to learn in this book. And also, I think it's really, I always call it tide rise when we're at the point where this kind of work is so just so well received, right? Like, of course I'm intuitive. You can use that word intuitive now, and it's so well received. So look, we have a gathering of incredible people here that are authors. Some of them have been authors before. Some of them, this is their first time. And let's just go around the room. And I'd love to, if you could share with people and maybe put your hand out because some people are watching us and there's more than three of us on the screen today. So if you want to introduce yourself, tell us where you're from. And if you could just say, you know, what was the key thing that you learned by using intuition in your business? So you may or may not have shared that in the book, but what's the key thing? And there's a couple of names on here. My audience knows. I might get tested a little bit, but I'm gonna Kazumaru, I believe. And if I'm wrong, please correct me.
That's fine. I'm Kazemaru. And I'm in Hawaii, the island of Hawaii, and I'm a psychic medium. And the key thing I would say is that I always go back to make sure my intention is clean and selfless and good for others in what I do, and then everything falls into place.
Wow, this is going to be amazing. Thank you so much. And Joanne.
Thank you.
Oh, Joanne, we can't hear you. So it looks like maybe you've got yourself on mute. I would recommend if we.
Apologies.
No worries.
Yes, I'm Joanne, and I live in Bournemouth on the south coast of England. And I'm an intuitive therapist and healer, and I've been in practice in person and online for 25 years. And my intuition has developed in the healing practice. And it's just been using intuition has just been amazing for not only for my development, but for clients to help to open them up. So it's just such a massive, magical, transformational tool.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Emily, what about yourself? What have you learned about being intuitive that has made your business better, that can help people in their business?
Thanks, Deb. I'm Emily Atlantis Wolf. I live on the North Coast of the US, known as Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm an intuition teacher. So, one of the things that I've learned is how to act. It's not just about getting messages, it's about acting. And for my business, I think back to a time when I was intuitively led to talk to a couple sitting next to me at a different multi-author book project, because Deb's is actually my 14th multi-author book project with Brave Healer Productions. And my intuition said, talk to them. I ended up talking to them, doing some writing coaching for them. The following year, they took me to Egypt for 2 weeks on the Nile and said, you're in charge of the second boat because we have a group of 30 people, and you're in charge of opening up the door at the Sphinx, at the paws of the Sphinx, and you're in charge of going ahead and leading us in a sound bath in the Great Pyramid at Giza for free. And that is my lesson to everyone. We all get messages, 35,000 decisions made subconsciously every day. Act on one and gain evidence to show that your intuition is taking you to places you could never possibly imagine.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. Oh my goodness. And Bradford.
Yes, hi, I'm Bradford Tilden, and I currently reside in Cheshire, Connecticut. I am a master intuitive vibrational healer. And for me, it's sort of reverse. My business grew out of following my intuition. And I'm still absorbing Emily's fantastic share, which kind of cleared my mind of what I was going to say. But in terms of intuition and growth, it's to just do it. I'm a pioneer. I'm a leader, a pioneer in what I do, and there's no precedent. So I had to find the, I had to trust, I had to find courage and the strength to just do it. And it's always rewarded. I can't even tell you. There's just the littlest intuitive decision just opens up an entire world. I wouldn't be in this book project if it wasn't for my intuition. I met Emily because I was intuitively guided to attend one of Laura's things. Out of the billions of emails I get during the day or during a week, it's like, go to that. And Emily and I, bam. And then that was it. So it is just it, the intuition knocks down that domino and then the whole world opens up.
Oh, I love how you put that. That's so, what we're capturing, first of all, is about the power of the intuition. That's what I'm hearing right now. And then you'll never know where it takes you, but just have faith and go. That's what I'm hearing so far. Thank you so much. Okay, Levanta.
Deb, it's Levante.
Levante, okay.
I'm used to it though, but it's Levante. But yeah, so I'm Levante. I am from Colorado Springs, Colorado, as a transplant. And I'm pretty multi-hyphenated. I hold a lot of titles. But I just like to say that I transition souls to our realm and then also away from our realm. So I am a nurse, I provide doula services, birth, and I'm a death doula and postpartum doula, as well as a Reiki master teacher and a light worker. And so intuition for me, it feels like a nudge from my higher soul self. I've learned from my mentor, Miss Julie, that intuition is just like whispers from your higher soul self. There are parts of us that are here on earth, but there are parts that are still left up there in another realm. And so listening and honing into the messages from yourself that is in the ethereal will lead you down a path that you couldn't even believe. So,
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank
thank
you for so much. I'm
you.
sure once we hang out a little bit, I'll get that name down pat. All right. And Lisa, can share with us where you're from and how your intuition has made your business better.
Hi, so I'm Lisa Attanasio from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've seen spirit all my life, so it's, I guess, the cliche thing. Really, intuition for me is empowering yourself to not to live in the moment and not to fear the future. So if you fear the future, you're not living in the moment. And a lot of people do that, which I find interesting because you can only control today, right? So also, the other thing is the universal law, cause and effect. So if you look at some man depressed and anxious, and you'll look at another woman with smiling and having a great day, who is going to be more successful, right? So the woman that's going to be more successful because she's manifesting a success, right? What you put out to the universe is what you get back in return.
Ooh,
And
that's so
that
good.
is so powerful to me, especially to anyone out there that's listening that wants success. So I feel what it's just that whole thing about visualization, imagery. If you want to be powerful and have success, you have to make it happen for yourself. You have to go out there and get it.
All
So,
right. I think I'm, oh, sorry. I was going to say I'm hearing a theme from like being intuitive, following the intuition, seeing where it goes,
manifest.
and then going for it, right? Trusting and going for it.
Absolutely. You have to trust the process.
Trust the process. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lisa and Nicole.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole Pope. I'm based out of Boston, Massachusetts, and I am an Akashic and shamanic evidential medium, but I did not start there. Unlike Lisa, I started my career in corporate America. So I was actually a professional strategic transformation lead that was a problem solver for corporate America. And I found out that my son could see spirit with his eyes, and that's why I'm here. So I would say intuition, which for me has been probably closed half of my life, it really is the light of your soul, and it really helps figure out what your path is to your best, most divine life. But it's not just intuition, because all of our paths lead us naturally where we're supposed to go. So even though I lived half of my life not following my intuition, everything I learned along the way complemented my intuition perfectly, and it allows me to be even stronger and even more solid on my path and my life, helping others achieve their best lives as well.
Wow. So you can imagine, I mean, there's 22 people in this book, and I'm sure that you're getting gems, right? You're leading in, you're like, ooh, what did Lisa mean about manifestation? Ooh, what do you mean? There's lots of people that can relate to Nicole that kind of didn't know. And you don't know till you know. And maybe you don't know till you're supposed to know, right? Maybe you're not supposed to know till then. But how beautiful. And you want to lean, I mean, I'm like, I want to read Nicole's chapter. I want to hear about this beautiful young boy she has in her life that kind of opened her eyes through his eyes. I mean, fantastic. Hello, my friend Donabelle. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, Deb. Yes, my name is Donabelle Cassis, and I am a psychic and trance medium, as well as a Reiki master healer and teacher, sound practitioner, and also an artist. So I wear many hats. But one thing I definitely am guided by throughout all of my endeavors is my way of asking questions. And my intuition guides me to ask the right questions and then seek where they go. And part of it is, of course, acting on the impulse to ask the question. But it's also about really trusting and going for it, because half the time the questions are like, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? When it's really just, where do I go next? And having that faith and trust and knowing that where you're being led is exactly where you should be going, is how I lead my life. And I help others also find this clarity to get their own personal growth and transformation.
Very good. I mean, as you can start to hear, everyone that's in this book, I think, and if not, you'll let me know, also doesn't just live this life. I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing. We had a lot of my audience knows that I had a healing studio for a number of years, and I used to have 18 staff, and I said it was the coolest place to work because you didn't get up, get dressed in the morning and get ready for work. You got up and got dressed and were ready for work. Right? Because just like you were saying, we live what we do, right? It wasn't like, okay, let's put my holistic hat on and get in and go do some work and heal some people. It just is. And when you start to follow that, that's so beautiful. So you're listening to people that not only do this for themselves and are sharing you on the betterment of intuition, but on how they're sharing it with others. And I think the cool thing about all of you is that you give permission. By you stepping in and saying, I do this professionally, this is what I do, you're giving people permission to go, oh, okay, because that's the third person I've heard that, or that's the fifth person, or let me go into Google. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of people that actually do that as their craft, as their business to sustain themselves and their family. So I'm just so grateful and thank you. So now I'm going to go to, I was going to say Laura, it's not Laura, it's like, Aura, like Laura,
Laura.
right? Audience,
Yes.
please know I'm meeting these some of these people for the first time. So I'm like, Laura, Aura. That's what I wrote it down.
Well, thank
La
you.
Aura.
Yes,
Right on.
Laura. So thank you so much for having us, and thank you to everybody that made this possible. My name is Laura Williams, and I am a Karuna Reiki master and a shamanic Reiki master practitioner and a sound healing practitioner. But I've been following my intuition, listening to it for about since I was 20, and I'm 64 now. And it has led me to some awesome places. I moved to the base of Pikes Peak in Manitou Spring, Colorado. It's a 14,000 foot mountain.
and I didn't know anybody. I gave away all my stuff from when I lived in Pennsylvania and moved out there. And I met the man that I married again. I mean, I didn't marry him again, but I got married again. And I think we grew a tremendous business relying on each other's intuition. And life flows so much more smoothly when we release the need for control. I think that's the big lesson. And what our whole business plan was, or is to walk through the doors that open. And it's so easy when you trust in the universe that everything is working out for the highest good. And I am now moving forward and stepping into my power as a Reiki master. And I'm the founder of Mojo Reiki, which is a business that allows people to unwind, connect, relax, and integrate. And I'm just really excited about being here, and I'm excited about the book. And thank you so much, Deb.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is so much fun. And Michelle, thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having all of us here today. My name is Michelle Cutler, and I live in Southern New Hampshire, and I'm a psychic medium, an intuitive life coach, and a spiritual teacher, as well as a mentor for people who want to enhance their mediumship and psychic abilities. And so intuition to me has, it's kind of always been there for me. I kind of knew things growing up. But where I really kind of switched on the intuition and understood it is when I combined it with my love for nature. And I know that when I step outdoors and step outside, that strength of my intuition, the downloads that I receive, really heightened when I'm in that place that's much greater than myself. So that has really been a stepping stone for me, is getting outside and understanding that nature is there to support us and to support where we're going in our lives and to support our soul side as well.
Wow. This is amazing. I can't wait to get my copy of this book. Thank you so much, Michelle. Liz?
Hi. Thank you for having all of us again. My name is Liz Gall-Lerner. I live in New York City. I'm a transformational life coach, psychotherapist, energy worker, and artist. I work with executives and their teams at all levels and individuals to find their current life purpose and challenge, move through any challenges to get to that life purpose. And intuition has always been my guiding force, consciously and unconsciously. I feel like we've all said these really critical pieces of how to use it and where we go from there. And I think that being able to be completely present in the moment is the key to being able to listen carefully to intuition and combine it with our knowledge and our skill. So I help people really find that integration, because that's how we get to show up and really take our best actions and live our best lives and make our best decisions. So it's that heart-head connection and, you know, moving that into our alignment that I think is so important. And intuition is our guide, for sure. At least it's been mine.
Well, absolutely, because look at the circle that you're in, you know?
Yeah.
I always say, like, when you're sitting at the right table, it just feels like the right table.
And intuition led me to this book for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing, Liz. And Jill.
Hi, I'm Jill Seaborn. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm a certified transpersonal hypnotherapist, a trance medium healer and channel. And for me, my intuition, like everybody else has said, has guided me on so much in life. I don't even think we have time to put it all into words right now. Mm-hmm. For me, I see intuition as little threads. So every time I follow my intuition, it's like a thread that takes me further along in my purpose. And once I get there, then there's another thread that gives me, I follow my intuition and takes me another place. So yeah, intuition just guides you all throughout life.
Very cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Julie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I am Julie Speechens of Soaring Heart Energies. I'm in Colorado. I also came from corporate, Nicole, as several of us did. I used to be an IT project manager. And now I've completely shifted everything in my life. I'm a Karuna Reiki Master teacher, a certified medical Reiki Master, a spiritual event coordinator, and a psychic medium. And for me, some of the biggest lessons I've learned through that shift and in the process of recreating my life entirely is to first embrace the subtlety of our intuition, and second, to be skeptical but receptive. So what I mean by that is, you know, spirit nudges aren't usually like a big booming voice from the sky or like clear step-by-step directions on a well-lit billboard like we all want, right? It's usually more like this quiet nudge that draws you to a person or to an intriguing idea. And it's this, you know, it can be a strategically timed lyric or quote or conversation or invitation. It's a feeling of calm curiosity, of confident excitement, if you will. It's an eager creativity. It's whatever lights you up and gives you the courage to follow through with it. And then that second point is being skeptical but receptive. So, you know, working in the world of energy healing and the intuitive arts requires both wonder and discernment. So, you know, not everything is a sign. Please don't quit your day job if you see the number 36 bus, if you're standing at the bus stop, you know, but when you get out of your head and into your heart and you trust that you are worthy and you are capable and you are divinely guided, you can do wonders. Honestly, it's in that space between your thoughts where the magic is quietly waiting for you. So when you quit overthinking and reaching for control, and you become open to serve spirit and your clients and colleagues and students, and that's when the really good stuff happens.
Wow. Thank you so much. I mean, we're hearing a very consistent theme, and there's words that I'm hearing. It's trust and it's faith and it's guts and it's glory and it's mystery and not everything's a sign. I love that. You know, you might want to step back. Deb calls it your mogul mind, I think, and just do some evaluation and listening and getting quiet and being in the moment and all of the things. Now, everyone has a chapter. And so audience, I know that you're listening and viewing, you're going to be able to dive in a little deeper with these people that are sharing about intuition, because you may be really versed in it and you may be just wondering about it. Most people that are coming onto the show, they're learning to hang out with and listen to and get advice from people that are using all sorts of skills to have a better business, to have it easier, to take the risks that it needs that you need to be an entrepreneur. And I'm sure all of you took risks of somehow, because even when you get the messages, or I'll just talk for myself, because maybe I'm the young one in the group, but when you get messages, there's this, okay, is it, isn't it? What does it mean? How far do I take it? That's why having a community like this, or, you know, when we had our studio, you know, someone would come in and, you know, one psychic would be talking to another psychic, like, look, I got that. You know what I mean? Like, you still can research and dive deep into your knowingness, even for the clarity on how to take that knowingness to market, or take that clarity of knowingness that you need to change your website, or take that clarity and knowingness that I need to go speak in Ohio. And I don't know why. I don't know anyone in Ohio. I keep hearing Ohio. Why am I going to Ohio? So, and then going and going, maybe I'm going to go ask someone's advice, right? Or just coming up against it, just coming up against life. I think one of the most powerful kind of, I don't want to say warm and fuzzy, but one of the things that gives you comfort is knowing that there's people out there that have access to the other side, have access to other realms, have access to their intuition, to tap into your intuition, to be able to share with you messages that honestly just makes your heart sing and makes life easier. I think we could all probably agree that the work that we do is about making life easier and life better. And so that's really a beautiful thing. So if I was to ask you one last question, because we know that this incredible book's coming out and you're going to see it everywhere, that if we'll just kind of go around the same circle, we'll go in the same flow of people. And if you could, you could say to people, if I asked you the question, it's going to be the same question. So what I hope someone gets from reading my chapter is, and just give us one nice sentence or a couple of words. It could be peace, or it could be trusting themselves, or it could be tapping. So something like that, so that our audience knows all the beautiful gems and the hope in this book. I mean, I think that's the most powerful thing. I've done it and I'm super grateful because I get to play in the book world quite a bit. But when you open up a book, I just had one of our beautiful women from China, which was really beautiful, send me this book of poetry. And I opened up the book and it just had its own voice before I took it out of the box. Have we all had that experience? And I know that being energy and this, can you imagine? What can you imagine? Honestly, I wish you could see the title of it, because when we all saw the title, it was powerful. And there's gentle power as well, right? I just believe that this is a book that's very powerful, but it's going to just move you in the most smooth ways. I can't say enough about how I felt even when I saw the picture. Can't wait to open up that box and go, oh, and have it sing to me. So let's start back where we started with our beautiful goddess from Hawaii. What do you hope people get when they read your chapter?
Yes, I hope that those who read will feel that they can find those little glimpses of magic in their life that will lead them to a much more fulfilling, magical, contented place in the world, and to trust that there is a force of unconditional love that guides us and moves through our life and currents in the world. And always kind of tune in to that current of love.
Absolutely.
Make
everything
wow. Better.
Wow. Joanne, thank you.
For me, I'm hoping when people read the book, when they read my chapter, it's about giving hope. It's about giving hope that there's always the possibility of healing. For me, healing is the most important thing. And for people to see the realization that by releasing trauma and stress from the connective tissue, from the fascia, from the body, it opens them up to the whole world of their mind, body, and soul, and the higher self, which is all connected. So from their own self-healing and awareness, it's that connection to spirit, which is everything. And it releases, the hope is releasing fear, because we've all had fear. I've had terrible fear, which is how my intuition came about. I had to drop the fear and then I could hear and trust the intuition. So it's about hope, trusting in themselves and their own path and destiny. And then the opening up to the magic of what is possible in the universe, because the universal essence, the universal energy of hope and healing opens up to everything. And it's that empowerment for people, which I'm hoping for, that they will possibly find. Thank you.
Wow. I heard a lot of hope. I heard a lot of empowerment and out of the body as well. Thank you. Emily.
After people read my chapter, I hope that they understand that financial security is an illusion and that the only thing that we have is time. Time is the only currency that exists. And the time for you to act is now. Now is the time to drop your fear. Now is the time to retell your story. Now is the time to say, today is the first day I existed. So I don't have the old stories. I don't have the old beliefs. I'm going to start right now with the message I got when I woke up that was on my pillow. And I'm just going to act on it. I am going to take one brave step into the present moment. And as Emily Dickinson said, forever is composed of nows.
Thank you so much, Emily. And Bradford.
Oh, thank you, Emily. What a wonderful segue. For me, what I'd like readers to get out of my chapter is to fully accept and believe that when you align your will with what brings you the most passion and brings you the most joy in your life creatively, that is aligning with the divine will, and you will be provided for 100%. And also, I would like people to learn about and become familiar with universal white time healing, which is the modality I'm a pioneering teacher of in the world, which is revolutionary and helping us ascend to the fifth dimension in the new earth. So all that good stuff.
That's amazing. So you will survive. Okay, we're not going to sing yet. So, no, we'll just save that for the end. Oh, didn't I tell you that was the surprise? We're all going to sing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, Levanta, Levante, Levante.
Thank you, Deb.
Okay, I'll get it.
For me, Deb, I would say that my greatest hope from readers reading my chapter would be as I navigate through loss of a loved one, understanding and shifting their perspective of what death looks like, and understanding that life is the journey. Death is the destination, to be honest with you. And our ancestors can provide us so much more guidance, so much more wisdom, once they have transitioned and ascended to that next level. So that's my hope.
Oh, that's amazing. And Ms. Deb Dussel, you are the founder and organizer of this incredible event, but you too have words of wisdom. And what do you hope people get from reading your chapter?
I hope that the takeaway for them is that intuition is for absolutely everybody. Mm. This isn't an exclusive club. This isn't something for just some people. This is for every person. And it's not about hustle. It's not about busting your butt. It's about coming into alignment with your soul's purpose and journey so that you can add value and be a gift to the world, so that you can trust your own inner wisdom, your inner dialogue, and show up in a way that's profound and that's purposeful.
Wow. Well, that was profound and purposeful. I feel like I'm sitting a little taller. That is amazing. Thank you so much, Deb. And Lisa.
So I hope, but first of all, thank you, Deb. I hope people take away from my chapter is, again, empowering themselves, but mainly staying in the moment and avoiding fear. So fear really is a belief system, okay? My mom worried about this. My dad worried about the bills. So we're worried about different things going on in our lives because we learned it to learn behavior. So our neurons start firing in our brain. So if we can change that, then miracles can happen because we stop worrying about tomorrow. And our vibration, right, starts to go up to a high vibe. And the highest vibe is love. So if I stay in the moment and not worry about tomorrow, a desk appears. Miracles happen. You wouldn't believe what happens in my house. Abraham Hicks talks about vibrations and all the different, you know, 0 to 10, you know, 5, 6 is anxiety. So, and 10 is love. So if you stay right in the moment and not worry about what's going to happen down the road, even 2 days from now, then you're living in the moment, staying in the present. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. And I love it because if you want to find some love and the vibration of love and the power of that, then absolutely dive into Lisa's chapter. Thank you so much. That was lovely. You'll have to tell us the desk story. Cool.
I got a free desk.
Yeah, it sounded like it was like, woo.
Yeah, it was crazy. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. Nicole.
Thanks, everyone. I want everyone walking away from my chapter to believe in the magic that exists in everyday life. And I know Lisa just kind of hinted on it as well, but it's follow the breadcrumbs because you're already on the path you're supposed to be on. But the more that you listen to your intuition, the more that you allow that magic into your life, even though every small moment might be a tiny change, those are going to lead to huge changes that are eventually going to lead you to your destination and where you're supposed to be. So trust that you already have everything you need within you to live your best life, but you just need to follow those breadcrumbs and unlock it.
This is so exciting. So, you know, listeners and viewers, if you are enjoying what they're saying, like, oh my gosh, that sounds so amazing. And I'd love to know what they're talking to me on the other side. And I'd love to just jump in and like, that's what their chapters are about. They're really talking about their chapters and they're kind of talking about what we hope you get from that chapter, which means you need to read it. So thank you very much, Donna Bell.
Absolutely.
Well, what I hope readers get out of my chapter is really about what it is to be curious. Because when you're curious, you find out possibility. And I find that when we ask these questions about how we approach life, how we approach situations, or how we approach our business, what's possible? What can make what I do more expansive and available and accessible to others so that they can also shine their light in their way?
Ooh, be curious. Thank you. And Laura, Laura. I'll get it down.
Thank you. Yes, it's Laura. And my hope is that when people read my chapter, they're going to be able to experience and be thrilled by the divine choreography that happens when we still our minds and we ask the universe for guidance. Because being able to see the universe working together with us to create these incredible serendipities and coincidences that aren't, it's just an amazing experience. So I hope by reading my chapter, people will be able to see the divine choreography, to learn and experience that life flows so much more smoothly than when you let it happen, that you attract and allow rather than chase it, and walk through the doors that open. And it's going to be a fantastic life for everybody. So.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And Michelle.
Hi. So what I'm hoping that people learn from my chapter is when you heal yourself, then you also heal your craft. So as a teacher, I've often said, if you heal the medium, you heal the mediumship. And that also applies to everything else. So if you heal the artist, you can heal the art. If you heal the leader, you can heal the leadership. So one of the ways, there's many ways of healing, but one of the ways that I've followed is getting out into nature and to align with the seasons and to also listen to the messages of the animals. They have a lot to tell us, and just connecting in and allowing it to be your teacher.
Wow. Thank you so much, Michelle. And Liz, what do you hope people receive from reading your chapter?
My biggest hope is that people receive the understanding that they don't have to believe in their limited beliefs, that they can really align and understand that the messages that they're getting in the self-talk or not being present in the moment aren't true, and that we they I'm teaching in the chapter the first step of my quantum presence technique, and that is a doorway into really connecting with their own person, their own self-love, and then that clear direction of making a choice of how to proceed in the present moment, and using our intuition, using our intelligence, using all of our tools to step forward in a integrated and powerful way and self-loving way.
Self-love. Let's hear some self-love. Ooh, we just heard some good stuff. Self-love. Let's love on ourselves. Jill.
Yeah, I really love following up with that, with the self-love. So for me, my hope is that people get from my chapter of when we do the healing work on ourselves, and we do that deep in work, especially inner child work, we're able to show up for others in our life in a much more powerful way. Because as Michelle said, healing the healer helps us help others heal themselves.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jill and Julie.
Thank you. So a lovely segue that Liz and Jill have set up for me here, because what I'm hoping people get from my chapter is a very powerful self-awareness. As you start to tune into your intuition, it's important to learn to discern, okay, I've got this really inner critical voice, an inner mean girl, if you will. Most of us have it, and it mostly doesn't say very kind things to us, and it keeps us scared and small, and it can be tempting to listen to, and that's not your intuition. So learning to tell the difference between that programming, those limiting beliefs, those fears, it may be coming from other people, it may be coming from the culture, it may be coming from lots of sources, but that's not the voice that's going to help you step into your power.
Very cool. There is so much in this book, and this isn't even everybody. And I think not only are you going to get bits and pieces or downloads or whatever your verbiage is from reading individual, but imagine reading the book collectively. So, you know, all of these women and gentlemen came together in all the magical ways that it does when you do a project. And so when you read a book compared to just reading a chapter, you know what I mean? I like to read the whole book and then go back to the chapters and dog ear and write. And I'm like, people are like, you should get Kindle. I'm like, no, no, no. I can't even lend my books out because there's so many personal notes written inside them, right? So you can imagine the journey that this book will take you on is part of a journey within. I'm not going to go into in depth about my chapter. I'm just going to say that for those of you that know me, you know that I have had a life in the world of business. And if you read the chapter, you'll see how I've been able to actualize and enhance the success I've had in business by taking that a spiritual journey along whatever businesses that I have created, including being able to create a platform like this. So here's my ask for all you incredible ladies and gentlemen, is that when you send out, right? I know, when you send this out to your friends, when you let them know that the book's coming, when there's the book launch and your book launch and the book launch and all the things, I really believe, we really believe in Mission Accept Media and vibration. And one of the ways we share that with the world is music. So normally your last question, but I changed it because I thought it was more important for people to know what they're going to get, like love and moment and peace and abundance and all the things. So we always share the music that inspires us and rises us up. It could be, you know, lately for me, it's been Bob Dylan because the movie's been so great. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be high vibe to the world. It just has to be high vibe to you. So when you send this out to your friends and you let them know, I'm looking forward to being tagged. And as you send it, please send the music that is making you rise up right now, because that's high and that's vibration. And we just love music over here. You hang out with us long enough, you're going to know that. So we really look forward. By the time that you are listening to this, the book will be, like Dev said, alive and ready for taking on Amazon. Follow us here. We're going to tag everybody here. Follow them and find out more about what they do. Right? This book is an aspect. It's a platform for them to share, just like we're sharing with you today, more than just what you're hearing. Because these women and gentlemen are incredible. I should call you healers, or, you know, the healers that are writing in the book have more to share, obviously. Okay. So with that wrap up, I just want to talk to you, audience. I hope that you feel enlightened just by listening. And the thing is, the beautiful thing about spirit, the beautiful thing about how this works is sometimes you just listen. It doesn't require big, deep work, right? You just listen, you hang out, like we said, at the right table with the right people, and you just feel better. So I know that a lot of these incredible people are doing things like workshops and classes, and I don't know, somehow going to Ohio or whatever it is, they're going places, and you can join them anywhere in the world, right? This is incredible. So I want to invite you, as I always want to invite you, that if you have something to say, you have something to share, that you give us a call. This is not difficult. The website and the contacts really simple. It's my name. You can go to devdrummond.com. And for all my listeners and viewers that absolutely love all the quotes that we do in our planner, I know it's March, but we are planning our 2026 planner. And if you would like to put a quote in the planner, it's an entrepreneurial planner. If you're not familiar with our planner, and if you'd like to put a video quote in there where it pops up off the page and you start talking and telling the message of how to inspire and motivate entrepreneurs, we welcome you to reach out to us. We're starting to gather that because our entrepreneurs like their planner in September. They got things to do. They got places to go, right? Maybe they're going to go hang out with you in Hawaii. So they need to put that into their planner. So if you are inspired and you have a quote within you and you want to be an official quote author because it's your quote and no one else's, then you can reach out to us on devdrummond.com. And until then, as always, we wish you to be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.